Hi, I'm Robin Trimingham. I'm here with Bill Story, the founder of Olderhood.com, and you're listening to Radio Olderhood, a continuing series of retirement happiness discussions. So, Bill, in your blog this week, you were talking about the happiness line and where everybody falls on the happiness line, and I think everybody'd like to know, where do you fall on the happiness line? Are you totally happy, or are you secretly, desperately unhappy?
Firstly, hi, Robin, and hi, everybody else. No, that's. I mean, it was a good question. It's interesting because I think one of the things that was said in the article was that you know, you just it's just impossible to be 100% happy. You know, I think one line, if I can find it, was saying that the secret to this retirement happiness thing is to take small steps, you know, from where you are to where you'd like to be, but recognize that 100% happiness is a silly dream. It's just not achievable. But you know, I mean, if you take small steps, it'll help
Well, I
overall.
don't know that I would say that being totally happy is a silly dream. I do think that it's challenging to be happy in everything in your life all at one time. You know, when I read your article, what it reminded me of the movie that came out in, I think it was about 2005, called Elizabethtown. And Elizabethtown is a movie that's set in Kentucky in the south of the US, and it's a little bit of a racy movie, so it's maybe or maybe not something that all of our listeners or readers have
You mean too
actually
much for me
seen.
is what you mean? Is that what that
Well, I
means?
won't even go there. You're a Rangers man. That's all we need to know about you. But anyway, in this movie, one of the characters actually does have her husband die very unexpectedly, and she's all of a sudden a widow, and she's barely 50 years old. And eventually she concludes that you really do have to take your life and everything in it and all the changes that come along one step at a time. And my favorite line from that movie is, "It takes time to extract the joy from life." And I think that's a really good thing to remember.
Well, I think, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, I don't think it's a silly dream to be 100% happy. I guess I'm just saying that, realistically speaking, you know, you can't be. I mean, I think you can be generally happy, and I think you can be happy all week, and then you get to the weekend, and your football team loses, and then you
And
know,
then it's pandemonium.
well, then no, then it's depression, I think, at that stage. So I think over the whole year. You know, it depends how many times they lose. But no, I think it's a very difficult issue, but and it's a very personal issue. And I think sometimes that just the smallest things can knock a person off. You know, I was happy, you know, until this happened or
I was
that happened
happy
or
until they trimmed the hedge.
well, something like that. You know, or that I needed to go and get something fixed at the garage because the, you know, the car failed to bits or something, you know, something like that. I think so. So I think it's a, I think it's an amalgamation of a whole bunch of different things. Not the least of which I think is finance and money. And I mean, certainly when we talk about retirement happiness, the financial side of that is extremely,
Unavoidable.
well, it's unavoidable and it's extremely important. And I think as we progress through this series of retirement happiness columns, we'll. You know, we'll all start to talk a little bit, you know, more about that, and you know, give you some thoughts. There's actually just this morning we record this on a Saturday, folks, and just this morning in the Daily Telegraph, which is a, you know, a London newspaper, www.telegraph.co.uk, there's actually a tremendous article. By Warren Buffett, who I think most of us would know who he is. He's worth a, you know, a few shillings. He wrote, or there's this article called My Perfect Pension, and what he talks about is whether at the back end, as I call it, namely when you're going to be taking your pension, whether you take an annuity for you know, your retirement income, or whether you do a drawdown schedule, and those who have followed my articles.
Now, for all of the us blondes out there, tell us what a drawdown schedule is, because
Well,
not
just
everybody may know that term.
Yeah, it's just that you take the pot of money that you've got in your pension fund at the date of retirement, and that money is invested typically by the pension fund or the pension administrator, and you draw down from that. So the principal is always there. It increases because value of the fund increases or income goes into the fund, and then it decreases at the same time by the drawdown, how much money you take out of it. And typically there would be restrictions as to how much you can take out. In other words, you can't take out 20% every year or stuff like that.
So you're talking about somebody withdrawing more than the increase of the interest and appreciation itself.
Yeah, I think, typically that's what would happen because, it depends on how much money you've got, obviously. But the analogy would be that if you could get, 5% return on that pension fund through the investment, and you took out 6% from that same fund, then you've essentially got a shortfall, if you like, of 1% per annum. Well, if all other things remain equal, for that 1% diminution or shortfall, stupidly, but nonetheless, theoretically, would last 100 years. So you're not going to live 100 years. But that's the kind of example. And the drawdown schedule, to me, and as I say, I will explain this more in weeks to come, but the drawdown schedule to me is much more financially beneficial than the annuity thing.
Okay,
agrees with me.
And so for all of us who are not
maybe
experts,
here they are,
what's an annuity?
Well, the annuity is when you go to the pension fund or to an insurance company and you buy, like an insurance policy kind of thing, which guarantees you X amount of pounds or dollars, whatever, every year, regardless of where interest rates go. It's a very complex product. And it's a hot topic these days in the United Kingdom because, I think what people are finding is that trying to understand how an annuity actually works is very, very difficult. I think the pension industry is under investigation, so to speak, to try and explain how it works. because there are so many rules and regulations attached to the annuities, which I think, or at least I believe, confuses most people who perhaps are not financially astute, and I mean that in as nice a fashion as possible. It's just very complex. Whereas the drawdown schedule, much easier to handle. But as I say, we'll talk more about this in due course over the next several weeks.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good place to stop today.
I was just getting started. I'm on a roll.
A roll.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you having that with jam or peanut butter today?
Well, I don't know, sausage. Because, I mean, when you're Scottish, you have sausages and rolls. But anyway, watch out for your happy level, your happiness level, which is in the article. And if you can reach 100% happiness,
tell us how.
Yeah, that's right. Send me an email, bill@olderhood.com, or visit us at www.olderhood.com. Sorry, I'm taking the commercial away from you. You should be saying that.
Oh, so we're done now?
Well, I guess.
All right, say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.